I've got the solution for you when it comes to handling money. Okay? All right, I'll tell you what it is. Really simple here in just a moment. Dr. Randy live from the Intentional Living Center, along with Jennifer. Gino on Facebook today, making sure we're looking good. If you want to join us, Stephen will be taking your calls, our senior producer, as you call 888-888-1717. And Gino reminds you, we're not live on Facebook. We're not live, but we are recording it, and you'll be seeing it on Facebook. I don't know how that works, but it's going to work. Anyway, dealing with money today could be in your marriage. You could be a single person. Maybe you are widowed or widower, and you're dealing with money issues. And we just want to encourage people today. How do you handle money? What's one thing that's been working for you? What's one thing that you've done to get a handle on money? Now, let me give you some stats on money. Pretty scary stuff today in the culture in which we live. The numbers kind of go all over the place, but it looks like they settle around 70% of people reporting, at least minimum 70%, say money is a significant life stressor. Significant. 76% of Americans living paycheck to paycheck. 95% of millennials are saving less than recommended. 69%, don't you love numbers? I'm a number guy. 69% have less than $1,000 for emergency. 34% have zero savings. Zero. A big goose egg. Zero. And listen, and maybe that's you today, and you know the stress that can create. When all of a sudden the transmission breaks in the car, or the heater breaks in the house, or the air conditioner in the car, whatever. 72% of Americans have no plan whatsoever in writing. Here's what I think about money. Now, my wife, Don, and I, we've been married a long time. We got married as teenagers, 18 and 19. The first year combined, after we got married, our total income the first year after we got married was $9,000. I still got the tax return to prove it. Okay? But we made a determination right from day one. We were going to do several things. We were going to be as boring people as possible with money. I think that's the solution. Be as boring as possible with money. What I mean by that is you need to be planned, how you're going to handle it, where is it going, you got to direct it. You got to be consistent. Compounding interest is a powerful source. A little bit over an extended period of time makes a huge difference. And those of you who've been doing this for many years, you know what I'm talking about. You don't feel it in the short run. It's in the long run. And then be automatic. My wife and I said, we're just going to be automatic. Just take a little bit out on a regular basis. If it's $5 or $10 or 5% or 2% or 10, whatever you can do, but you got to be boring. We call it being intentional, right? People ask, well, what about tithing? Get started. We know what God's intention is, but you say we can't. Well, start being intentional with where you are today. I've always said that. And trust God month to month, year to year, as your faith grows and your faithfulness grows, that'll take care of itself. This is true in everything. Being a little bit over an extended period of time. Put a little bit into your marriage over an extended period of time, your marriage is better. Put a little bit into parenting over an extended period of time, and your kids are going to be better off. Put a little bit in financially. Not rocket science, it's a math problem. Put a little bit in over an extended period of time. Get ahead of the game, all right? All right, with that being said, let's open the phone lines. And I'd love to have you join in. We're live here today. Tell me, because people are listening today and some of those difficult statistics, and maybe it's you as well, and you need some encouragement. Maybe you've been in there, you're there now. But you've made a determination to get intentional to do one thing. What one thing are you doing intentionally to be a better steward? That's the word, right? A better steward of the money, the resources, the stuff that God allows to flow through your hands. Give us a call. 888-888-1717 is the number. 888-888-1717.
My name is Rebecca and I'm calling from Albuquerque, New Mexico. I wanted to comment on the intentional living on your finances and what we are doing. Me and my husband are recently married. We've been married for a little over a year now, and we recently started taking the intention on handling our finances a little bit better and being good stewards as the Bible says to be. And we've been following the Dave Ramsey program, which is a wonderful program. I recommend everyone to listen to what he has to say and how you can start taking control of your money. And one thing that we always remember is put God first and paying our tithes and offering at church and stuff, and always praying about everything that we buy and all that, and giving ourselves an allowance every week, and just being disciplined with our money, more disciplined and very aware of what we're spending, and also writing down our budgets every month, and so we know where all of our money is going, and that always helps. And I recommend that for everyone to do, and of course always put God first. God bless you.
Boring. But yes, listen, that's the best way to be, Rebecca. God bless you. Young voice, young couple, very intentional, getting together. Did you hear what she does? Listen, these are the secrets. Let me tell you, I've been around a long time, worked with a lot of people. She and her husband sit down and talk about it. They come to an agreement. They measure it. They know where they are. If you can't measure it, you can't monitor it. Did you hear that? If you don't measure it, you can't manage it or monitor it. And so you can't say, well, I think we're okay. How much? Hey, honey, how much do we have in the checkbook? How much is the credit card this month? Oh, I didn't know that. If you can't measure it, and if you don't measure it, you can't monitor it, you can't manage it. And so that's one of the secrets. Just be as boring as you need to be. If you use an envelope system, great. I mean, if that doesn't work for you, you do an online system, that's great. Find the system that works for you. She mentioned Dave Ramsey. Of course, Dave Ramsey and his crew have all sorts of programs, and they work for a lot of people. Not for everybody, but they work for a lot of people. There's others, Crown Financial Ministry. We just have a really simple approach here. It's 10-10-80, learning to give 10, save 10 at least. And as you get older, if you haven't been saving, you save more, right? Higher percentage. And learning to live on 70 or 80% over an extended period of time, and you're going to be a whole lot better off than 90% of the people in the country. And happier. And less stressed. 10-10-80. What do you think? What have you learned? 888-888-1717. Let's go. Tim is first in Michigan. Hey, Tim, how you doing?
Good. How you doing, Dr. Randy?
Good. Says here you paid off a bunch.
Yeah, we did $208,000 in 19 months. 5 years later, paid cash for our house, been debt-free ever since, and it's been about 8 years.
How did you do that?
Got on our hands and knees and asked God for help. On a vacation we couldn't afford in Lake Tahoe.
Okay.
We were broke.
So you're broke, you're paying on credit.
Consumed us.
All right.
Yep, the stuff, 30-some credit cards, 4 or 5 companies, the stuff consumed us. And I just couldn't do it anymore.
So what was that vacation like? Tell me a little bit. You're on vacation. Did you have kind of an aha moment? What are we doing here? This is ridiculous. What was that experience like?
Well, the reason we went on vacation is because we were too close to the fire. We kept on getting burnt. We had to get away. There was too much noise.
Yeah.
What I tell people. We got away and we took a look at it, and I didn't realize we were that high, $208,000. I thought we were $100,000+. And I couldn't believe it. And then I said, the first thing is, how did you get here? How did we get here? And then I couldn't look at it too long, only for a couple hours. And then I had to go to the pool or something. I just was so up. Couldn't believe it. We got on our hands and knees that night and prayed, and we were by a fire right out in Lake Tahoe, and we asked God for help. The next day, her old company called her back, asked her what she was doing. The more she said, they wanted her to move to Grand Rapids, Michigan. We had companies and businesses and people here. We said we couldn't do that. The more she said no, the more they wanted her. So she threw out a ridiculous number, and they said, yeah, we can get regional approval. And everybody said it wouldn't work. It would be the worst thing for your marriage. 3 years later, she moved back home here. We were debt-free. That stuff consumes you. Sucks the life right out of you. Yeah.
How's your life different today?
Even a mortgage.
How's your life different today?
I own my calendar. I get to drive this school bus around. I'm Mr. Tim from Livonia Public Schools.
Oh,
and I get
yeah.
to drive this bus around and praise and worship on 93.1 live in Detroit.
Amen.
And listen to the kids sing while I sing along, too.
Mr. Tim.
I get to, I can do whatever I want, when I want. When you're doing, I wake up every day and ask God where you're working, and I just want to show up next to you. My wife always says, I never know what you're going to do next, but God does.
All right, Mr. Tim, the bus driver in Livonia, listening to 93.1, the new Detroit Family Life Radio, $208,000 paid off in 19 months. That's intentional living. And he probably had an extra few thousand because he went to Lake Tahoe to figure that out, but he could have figured that out in Livonia at the Holiday Inn, but certainly not as much fun. But listen, Tim is just, I think he's an example of how many of us can just get ourselves into bondage. And my heart goes out to a lot of young couples today and older couples. Sometimes we dig our own pit and we jump in. And sometimes the pit has been sort of dug for us and we're trying to get out of it. But I'll tell you what, intentional living is all about making the next right decision, getting up and doing the next right one thing. In his case, getting off of his knees and then actually acting on it and saying enough's enough and making a different choice and going in a different direction in their life or their marriage and their family. You can do it. If you're $200,000 underwater today, or maybe you're just barely above water, wherever you are, you know, you can honor God by making a decision today. There's programs available. You've heard some. We just have the 10-10-80. It's a really simple program. Get the budget, get the numbers. If you can't monitor it, if you can't measure it, you can't manage it. And so if you don't know what the numbers are, you're going to be just feeling. Here's what happens. When we just feel difficulty in our life, this can be true not only in money, it can be true in marriage and whatever. It's because many times we don't know what the problem is. We haven't defined what the problem is. If you're feeling uneasy in your marriage, there's a problem. If you're feeling uneasy in your job, it's because there's something going on either in the job or in you that's creating an issue. If you feel uneasy and stressed and angry about money, then there's a problem. And if you can identify what the problem is, it can be managed no matter where you are on the scale of income. But it's by getting up and saying, hey, I'm going to do the next right one thing. I'm going to get that plan. I'm going to stay at it. I'm going to work it. And I'm going to work the plan until we get to where we believe God wants us to be. And give God the glory every step of the way. That's the key. All right, what have you learned? 888-888-1717. Curtis is also in Michigan. Hey, Curtis, how you doing?
I'm doing good. You?
Good. Good, doing well. What's your thought on money today?
Well, I just wanted to share that something I share with my kids. Me and my wife have 7 kids between us. If you don't want to live paycheck to paycheck, don't spend your money like you're living paycheck to paycheck. In other words, spend money the same as if you had a little or a lot. And if you have a $100 bill in one pocket and you're going to a fast food place and you've got a 50 cents off a coupon or a biscuit, pull out that coupon first. Don't pull out that $100 bill. I think God is pleased when we're a good steward of our money, and it really makes a difference in our future blessing.
Now, how do you guys handle it, though? How, like you and your spouse, are you guys beyond paycheck to paycheck? How do you handle it?
Our kids are all grown. Our kids are all grown. And, you know, we always make sure we have a nest egg. First of all, we always make sure we tithe, but we always make sure we have that nest egg so we can live that way. And, you know, it's not that we have a large surplus of money, but we don't start thinking about, okay, we've got $100 left until we get our next Social Security check, so why don't we go out to dinner? We don't do that. It's just, okay, would this be the appropriate time? Is this cost effective? Is there a better choice that we can spend our money? We're into coupons. I think, you know, there's a reason for coupons, and you can't be too embarrassed to use them. God, I think, right, really likes you to humble yourself and say, okay, look, you have this opportunity to get a dollar off, you know. I'm one that I don't go across town to use I don't go right next door to use an ATM and spend $2 for an ATM fee. I'll drive across town to say that you know, $1.50 or whatever it is.
Yeah, as long as you don't spend $3 on gas. But I hear what you're saying, and you're right, Curtis. But part of it is just elevating the awareness of money and of stuff and not being driven by it. And I think that's a difficulty. Come on, if we're being honest, many of us can be easily drawn into being driven by finances, either to one degree saying, boy, we just don't have enough and we're struggling, or I have too much and I don't know how to manage it. It can be both, really. But when we find that sweet spot of saying, hey, this is not my stuff. I'm not taking this stuff to heaven with me. There's not a U-Haul behind a hearse. I've never seen a hearse go by with a ball on the back for putting a U-Haul on it. Yeah, it just, that isn't the way it works. You know, we're going to go to heaven with whatever we ended with. That's it. And being able to live that way intentionally is really important. All right. Let's take a break. We'll be back. You can join us, 888-1717. One thing you've learned about money. Come on. What have you done? Have you gotten out of debt? Have you dealt with it? We got some young couples listening that could learn a lot. You could be a help to them. If you just briefly tell us your story, what God's taught you, maybe just like we heard from Tim, they made a decision on their knees, you know, at Lake Tahoe with an overpriced vacation saying, enough of this, we're getting out of $208,000 debt. And they did it in 19 months. How about you? You want to encourage someone? It's you. 888-1717.
This is Intentional Living with your host, Dr. Randy Carlson. Intentional Living is furnished by Parent Talk Incorporated and is made possible by the generous support of our listeners just like you. This program is not a substitute for professional counseling, medical, financial, or legal advice. Intentional Living is not intended to be therapy by radio, but it is intended to help you live an intentional life in Jesus Christ.
I have two small children, and so listening to what people call in about, it makes it very relatable to know that you're not going through it alone.
Intentional Living helps moms like Sarah live an intentional life for Christ. And now you can access many of Dr. Randy's exclusive teachings on various topics whenever you want. With your monthly gift to Intentional Living, you'll be a part of a special group that gets unlimited access to Dr. Randy's exclusive monthly teachings from the past 2 years. So don't wait. Give now, and you'll get access to these life-changing resources by calling 888-1717 today or visiting theintentionallife.com. That's theintentionallife.com.
Hey, listen, thank you for doing that. Appreciate your support. Listen, I got some friends I want to welcome who have just recently in this last week or so joined us on this journey at Intentional Living. They've said, we want to be a part of the team. We want to be supporting the ministry. Thank you for doing that. Rachel in Roswell, New Mexico, thank you for your recurring monthly commitment to join us. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Pam also joined us in a monthly member from Lubbock, Texas. Thank you. And we've gotten some just support gifts. Thank you, Maggie from Fitchburg, Wisconsin. We appreciate it. Ted from Florida, Gainesville, Florida. And here's James in Arroyo Grande in California. Thank you. We appreciate you joining us. When you do, by the way, you join us monthly, I make sure you get access to all of the teaching we have online. Some great teaching that'll encourage you and be a blessing to you. Your monthly support makes a difference. Investing, right? In the lives of people. You can do that. Go to theintentionallife.com, click on donate, or call during West Coast business hours. 888-1717 is the phone number. Love to have you be a part of the show today as we talk about the power of being intentional in your walk with Christ. All right, let me go to Barbara, who wants to join us in Michigan. How do you handle money, Barbara?
I have never had money. I mean, when I would want to get something, I always laid it away and then went and paid so much on it. That's how I learned to budget. Our honeymoon, when my husband and I were engaged, we went and cleaned my aunt's beauty parlor and saved all the money so we could go on a honeymoon. Then later, I put everything in envelopes until I left over $100 in the envelope at the restaurant and decided that wasn't good. But now I do have a budget, and like with my electric bill, I have so much that I feel that it probably will be. When it is not, I take the extra money and I have a little thing extra electric saving. And then if something comes along that I wasn't expecting, I have some money to fall back on. When my husband was alive, he got his Social Security, I got mine. And so we said, no, you can do anything you want with your Social Security. So I did. Sometimes I gave quite a bit of it away, and he'd get so upset at me. But we were blessed that we didn't have to rely on that to live. So he also did a lot of saving, and everything he said, Barb, this is for you when I'm gone. Anyway, if we don't go into a bad recession and things, I will have extra that my children will get when I am no longer alive. Budgets is the only way for me to actually live.
All right, Barbara, good thought. You know, that word budget is a nasty word for some people. Oh, I hate that. So we can use kinder language like a financial plan or an idea, but something in writing, something you can measure. If you don't know where your money's going, it can create a problem. Talking about money, one thing you've learned, let's go back to calls. We got Beth on the line in Arizona. Hi, Beth.
Hi there. Thank you for your program.
Appreciate it. What have you learned?
I've learned that over time, you know, the coupons are good. I'm not as much coupon, but like a Starbucks or Mother's Day, which I rarely go to, I will go around and get a few buy one get one free and stock up and store them. You know, just one way to save something kind of foolish. But the lesson that I learned this past couple weeks back was I was ordering like four different things that I need for the business and for personal. And then I lost the four clients for sickness and whatever reason they canceled. But then God, then power of prayer and believing in God, instead of having that one massage on Saturday, I ended up with four. I'm like, oh my gosh. And I do save, and I do, you know, put money aside here and there.
Do you have a budget, kind of Beth? Do you have a plan? I mean, is it, do you know where, on a regular basis, do you have an idea where you are and where you're going with finances?
Pretty good, but it's kind of like you don't count your money until the deal is done.
It says here you're self-employed.
Right.
What kind of work do you do?
I do massage for a living and body work for to help everyone I can that needs my help.
And that's supplying your living and taking care of you financially.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
You know, it's a little tough sometimes. I really manage my money well and teach my son to try to do that too.
Well, and being self-employed, it takes more intentionality because you don't always know to depend on a paycheck to know exactly how much it's going to be. And so when you're self-employed, it takes even more in terms of being intentional with budget and so on. I got to tell you, here at the ministry, we've got a great board of directors, a finance committee, and we've got some great people who oversee all of this intentionally. We're very conservative. We don't borrow money, but we measure. We know. We project. We look. We pray. We plan. We've made determinations. We're not borrowing to operate for the ministry. And so we make sure that we try to be intentional and as good as we possibly can in terms of the stewardship responsibility of what we try to teach, right? And so it matters. It matters in business. Businesses can't survive unless they manage it correctly. And that's true in our own family and our own personal finances as well. All right. Thank you, Beth. Appreciate it. Let me go to Clifford in Arizona. Hi there, Clifford. How you doing?
I'm doing great, Doctor. How are you doing today?
Good. What have you learned about money?
Well, starting in about 2008, when we had that big financial crisis, I started kind of looking into the history of money. And I think one of the main things I've learned is that, especially constitutional speaking for America, if we don't get back on a solid money source, like gold and silver, like it has been, everybody that's connected to our U.S. dollar right now is going to experience a corrosion or a corruption of their mind, body, and spirit because it affects every transaction that we do. You know, back in the day, if you saved your silver money or whatever, it increased value over time just by the mere supply is flat and population goes up. But $2,000 you have at the beginning of the year this year, if you save it to the end of the year, you're going to be able to buy less goods just by inflation itself. I know Matthew, the book of Matthew, the book of Luke, talks about Jesus talks about that parable with the woman with 10 coins, right? And if she lost one, she searches everywhere diligently the whole day. And then when she finally finds that coin, she goes to her neighbors and say, "Rejoice for me, for I found that lost coin." Something's a little off, because I think that if you lost something that was, you know, right now, I guess, $29 spot price for an ounce of silver, are you going to really spend your whole day looking for it, or are you just going to be like, you know, I'll find it when I find it? But I think that if the metals were valued at their integritous, their historical value, losing something around $400 for one coin, that might cause a little bit of a move for you to kind of get up and look for it, you know?
Interesting. You know, that's an interesting debate. I know there's a lot of discussion about different metals and how to invest. And of course, that's beyond the scope of what we're talking about, I think, today. But certainly it does apply that we need to know, make money a study, at least enough to know to understand how it works. And I think it's like anything. If we understand how our marriages work, we're going to be better at it. If we know how our bodies work, we're better at it. If we get some understanding of how money works, we're going to be better at it. We just take a pretty simple approach here. We believe that God allows us to handle money. It flows through our hands. Some people, a lot will flow through their hands, a lot. And for others, little and less, for different reasons. But we're all to be stewards. I'll tell you what, been around a long time, met a lot of people. And I know a lot of people who've had a little come through their hands, and they're great in feelings of contentment and blessing. I know people who've had a lot flow through their hands and have been miserable. And I know the opposite is true. And so it's not what comes in, it's how we handle what comes in. And learning to be intentional every day, that's what we teach. That's what we believe. That's what intentional living is all about. All right, tell you what, we just got started on this. We're going to continue the discussion at the bottom of the hour for the next half hour and record, and we'll air it on Monday, next Monday. Love to have you join in. Money in your marriage, money in your family. What have you learned? What's one thing? And that's really practical, because we've got some young couples getting started today, and they need to learn one thing that has worked for you. One thing that's made a difference for you. Is it cutting up credit cards? Is it having a budget? Is it meeting together as a couple on a regular basis? Is it a support group? What is it? What's one thing that's really been helpful? Give us a call. 888-888-1717 is my number. I'm Dr. Randy, along with our crew here, Jennifer, Stephen, and Gino. Thank you for being a part of the ministry. Thanks to those of you who are praying for and supporting the ministry today as well. For the entire team, for my wife Donna and myself, thank you for your prayers and your support. And we'll see you again tomorrow. We'll be back and have some more discussion about how to apply intentional living to your life. This is Intentional Living, and it's a ministry of Intentional Life Media.